All right, 657, 3 till 7, joined by Chris, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Christopher Bannon, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Tell you about how you can be a sky-worn weather spotter. How you doing, Christopher?
Doing great. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right, man. I love that name. Sky-worn weather spotter sounds serious. What do you? Who can be one, and what exactly do those duties entail if you become one?
Really, pretty much anybody can become a sky-worn spotter. It's geared towards just about everybody, but usually the first people we encourage to take it is anyone who has an interest in public service. So volunteers, but also include police officers, fire personnel, dispatchers, any type of EMS workers, even public utility workers, but concerned citizens as well. Basically, we teach the basics of thunderstorm development, fundamentals of storm structure, how to identify potential severe weather features, and then how to report it. And that's the biggest thing, because what the Skywarn Spotter program is, it's basically our eyes on the ground. We're in the office. We can't see anything. Our radar is, you know, limited to an extent, especially with the curvature of the earth. We start shooting higher up in the thunderstorms as it gets further out. Satellite can only see so much. Once clouds move in, we don't see it. So our best information is the public, getting the information to us, people eyes on the ground and getting that information here.
I don't think people realize that. I know with my job how, you know, people want to know about the traffic with the fog. They want to know about the weather. They want to know about this. We're in a room surrounded by equipment and instruments and this and that and the other thing. You so more than me. But the point I'm making is you need eyes on the ground, right? That's what helps a lot.
Absolutely. I've always been pushing that my entire career, is that the more people that can report to us what they actually see, the better and faster we can get warnings out and keep the public safe.
How do you become involved with this program, Christopher, if you're interested?
If you're interested, you can go to our website. It's weather.gov/LIX. And /skywarn, and it's SKYWARN, and you can register for any of our online classes or keep an eye on the schedule when we do have in-person classes.
I have a friend that's an amateur meteorologist. I know she would love to be a part of this, and I think a lot of people would, and I think they could do a lot of good as well. So again, give me that one weather catch-all, that one website catch-all.
That website again is weather.gov/LIX/skywarn.
All right.
And we have our first class tonight.
All right, sir. Good luck.